climate change has been marching on, with many indicators in global air and ocean temperatures, new storm patterns, and changes in plant growth and animal behavior, or extinction. Some actions to slow it have been taken in spotty fashion around the world, even with the hope of ultimately reversing the changes. That might work given rapid action and a very long wait for recovery, but not if we have passed tipping points to new climates. There is now evidence that a sizable area of northern China and Mongolia passed such a tipping point abruptly around the 1990s. The area, studied by an international team led by Ji Hunjong, has always been on the dry side, with many areas getting less than 300 millimeters, about 12 inches, of rain and snow. It's now hotter and drier, likely driven by a feedback loop tied to reduced soil moisture. There are very few records of soil moisture in the area obtained by direct weighing of wet versus dry soil, by electronic instruments, or by satellite microwave measurements. Measurements of tree growth rings over many sites serve the team as a proxy. Less moisture and slower growth makes for narrower rings. Tree ring data extend for many decades to see if this change is unprecedented. It is, over the past 260 years. Okay, this area supports a relatively small population, but they do count. And relevant to all of us is the question, who's next? It's action time. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.